Welcome to the newest episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. Today, me and co-host Carlina, we discuss Michigan as our main topic. And in the back half, we bring an expert in all things Michigan as our third chair. And Karate Brian spouts off some stuff about Drake. And I hope you enjoy, guys. All right, and again, welcome to Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I'm Brian Aldridge with my new permanent co-host, Carlina. Carlina.
Hello.
We are now streaming to you on a new platform, Spotify for Podcasters.
Ooh, fancy.
Used to be sponsored by Anchor FM. Now we're sponsored by
Spotify.
Spotify.
We are Joe Rogan.
I think legally we can say that.
I think legally we can.
If you don't know, I am Brian Aldridge. I'm a stand-up comedian. I have been for quite some time. You might not have ever heard of me.
I may not have.
But you heard of some of the people I've worked with.
Yeah.
A guy named Dave Chappelle, getting his career started. Bill Burr from The Mandalorian. Chelsea Handler from The Daily Show.
Yeah.
Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show. Two generations.
Two or three.
Two generations of Damon Wayans. Been in a car with Little Rel, who's best friends with John Cena. So basically, I'm best friends with John Cena.
What we're doing
with this podcast, we're trying to spread awareness.
Yeah.
One, for Carlina's upcoming podcast someday.
Upcoming podcast career.
And two, we're trying to move some tickets to my shows.
Yeah. Trying to get me out of having to work for a coffee conglomerate.
Right now, that's where she's at.
It's not great.
It's good coffee.
It is. Depends on who makes it and who you ask.
I'm not saying where you work, but today I went to a Starbucks.
Okay.
And thought I was going to be slick.
Okay. How so?
Put in the order.
Uh-huh.
Got the coffee.
Uh-huh.
Stared the worker in the eyes.
Why would you do that?
As I pushed no tip. Thought that I'm done with this person forever.
Yeah.
Person opens the window. So how's your day?
Yeah, I've been told that if you work at that certain coffee conglomerate, you have to make, through the grapevine, people have told me it's customer connections.
Yeah.
And you have to talk to them and really be open and make sure to have a little bit too long conversation with them.
Because this wasn't small talk, Carlina. This was medium talk.
Yeah.
We were in the medium talk.
They want medium heavy talk.
To where I was like, I'm now even happier I didn't tip.
Yeah.
And then we won't go off on a tangent on this, but I found out why everywhere you go shopping says the tablet's going to ask you a question now.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was just tip culture run amok.
No.
It's tech culture.
Yeah, it's
run
tech.
Amok.
It's
tech. Because they get a percentage of it.
They do.
If the order's $20, you tip $5.
Yeah.
Their fee comes from $25 now, not from $20. Yeah.
Yeah, their fee comes from $25. And also because it gives it that chic hipster look if you have the little iPad that you turn around and you're like, it's going to ask you a small question.
Oh, I'm going to tell you right now, that's not it.
I know.
No. I saw a nerd on a podcast talking about it. Mm-hmm. That whole thing is only because it's cheaper than a point of sale system.
Really?
And that's it. That's the only reason.
That makes sense.
It's just because it's cheaper. It's not because it's better
than a POS system.
Yep, that's
yeah,
it.
That makes sense.
It's just cheaper. And the software that runs it wants you to tip so that they can get a higher percentage of the fee.
Yeah. Our coffee conglomerate does not do it on an iPad. It uses a POS system.
Yes.
Which it really, like, it doesn't work because nobody can see what it says. And then also because it's been for so long a certain way, I've been told that people that work there will often have customers borderline throwing the card at them or just, like, completely ignoring it and clicking buttons and then are like, well, that's not the total. And they're like, yeah, you clicked $700 on the tip.
Well, I'm going to say right now, people have been treating minimum wage employees too good for too long.
Hot take.
It's about time we got in their faces a little bit. No, I'm never a fan of taking it out on the frontline employee. But
oh, no.
The idea of, like, me tipping the Jersey Mike's sandwich guy. It's not going to happen, Jersey.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen, Jersey Mike.
Yeah. I have to admit, I am a nervous tipper.
Yeah, I thought about, like, that, too. I'm like, oh, they just get, like, the Whole Foods.
Where yeah.
Like, would you like to give a dollar for, like, deaf kids? And I'm
yeah.
like, no. I paid $13 for two apples.
See, here's the thing. With that, when we go to, like, Publix or Walmart or any other major store, and they're like, oh, do you want to round up for this? I'm always like, no, because I can hear it in my brain of, oh, well, the money is not going to the workers. It's going to the company, and then yeah. the company can choose to donate it or how much they donate.
If they let you see the orphan, like if the orphan is there with no shoes, maybe holes in the shoes, I'm going to throw a couple of bucks
yeah,
at that orphan.
Yeah, exactly.
Like when you're a Girl Scout
yeah.
and I don't want cookies.
Yeah.
And your mom drove you in a Suburban
yeah.
in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And your outfit costs more than mine and you're 11 years old? Not going to happen.
Not happening, girl.
No, no, no.
No.
And hear me. You want to talk about equality and misogyny, the patriarchy? Girl Scouts get the best product to sell.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What do the Boy Scouts
I was
going to
ask
sell?
You if you knew.
Popcorn.
Bad popcorn.
Popcorn.
Yeah. They sell popcorn.
Do they go to, like, baseball games?
No, no. They go to the grocery store and everything.
Ooh.
They're usually a couple weeks behind. And here's the thing. How much is a box of Girl Scout cookies?
I want to say, I'm not keeping up with the inflation prices. I want to say $5?
They are. They're $5. Yeah. They used to always be $4. I just bought four boxes for $20.
Did you really?
Yeah. So it's...
Where are those?
We've long eaten.
Oh.
We've long eaten those.
That's sad.
Those are in the past.
Oh.
We're looking forward to
oh.
what we're doing. So one time it was, I'm
to
sitting
learn
there
from our past.
And I'm like, all right, Boy Scouts, I got $10.
Yeah.
I'll buy two bags.
What you got?
$18, sir.
You're lying.
And I don't have anxiety like you.
I do.
So I put them both back on the table and said no thank you and walked away.
I would have bought them.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and the more and more I hear people explain their anxiety.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's got to be awful to have.
Yeah, it sucks, man. It's not great.
Because
I could do an entire episode on anxiety.
I've heard a friend of mine, he's a comedian, he talks about anxiety. He talks about stuff like, as I'm walking through the grocery store, he thinks people are looking at him.
Yeah. Oh my God, you should see, it's the worst thing for me, one of the absolute worst, our producer can attest to this, is if somebody is behind us and they start laughing, my brain will not let me relax because I think that they're laughing at me.
Okay.
And I have to overanalyze. I'm like, well, what if something's on my hair? What if something's on the back of my shirt? What if I'm walking weird? What if it's something I said? What if they just don't like how I look? And it will spiral and
okay,
it will keep going.
Talking. What is your first name?
Carlina.
Someone is 30 feet behind you.
Okay.
Sheila! Sheila!
I would look.
You would turn around.
I would turn around.
That's a natural thing.
I turn. Right? Yeah, that's... I think that's semi-natural. I'd turn around. I'd probably turn around and be like, what's going on? That wasn't
See,
my
so,
name. That's
so
not my name, right?
So to some extent, most people have a feeling that they're, you know, the main character in the story, right?
I feel like...
But people with anxiety
yeah.
are the main character in the story, and everyone's against them.
No, you know what
There's
it is?
There's no friends, it's all foes.
That's true. You know what it is, though, and this is how I've explained it to people, is, you know when you've watched, like, certain shows or read certain books? Well, you don't read books.
I don't read books, can't read.
But when you've seen
Not
certain shows...
43 years old, can't read.
Or heard of certain books or things of that matter, where there's, like, an internal monologue
yeah.
throughout the whole thing that you can't even focus on the scene because you just are focusing on the internal monologue.
Okay.
That's how it is all the time. There's a constant internal monologue that just will not stop.
Until it's resolved?
Until it's resolved, or until it goes away, or until I am able to, like, calm myself down off of it. But, yeah, I mean, it's really constant. It's all the time. And I remember the moment, actually, where you saw... I really don't remember what it was. There could have been a million different possibilities. But I remember the moment that you had seen me get, like, some true anxiety. And you just kind of looked and you were like, oh, I do not have that.
Yeah. I remember what it was.
What was it?
You had a birthday and we went to a museum, like an illusions museum.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't
Everything
fun.
Was fine.
It wasn't fun.
And I asked you how it went, and you had a long story.
I did.
You had a long story about every disaster, because there was a couple of flubs. Yeah. We got there, and it was sold out, so we had to wait an hour or two.
Yeah.
We went and got some food. Nobody minded.
Yeah.
But you're like, everyone hates me now.
Everyone hated it. Everyone had an awful time.
It was a pretty
good
time. Your mom almost got in a fist fight.
Everyone had an awful time. It was scary. It was a scary day. You know what? I don't know if I should be proud to say this. I have never gone a birthday without crying.
Hey. I can't wait till June. You know what I mean? Like, I'm ready.
See,
don't stop now.
Commence it.
You got a streak going.
20-year streak. Can't break it now.
Yeah.
Got to keep going.
You're going to get through one about 11:45. Stub your toe. You're like, I'd already went to bed. I got up to pee. This doesn't count. This is me. And then you stub your toe 11:45, start crying.
It's producer Brian's goal to have me not cry on my birthday.
Well, you can give her Ambien at 8:45 a.m. See how long that lasts.
No, the doctor gave me, when I got my wisdom teeth out, I have a lot of anxiety about the dentist. Who would have thought that? I have a lot of anxiety about the dentist, and the doctor gave me like a double dose of Xanax. I had like 4 Xanax, and when I came in, they were like, oh, are you okay? Like, you know, are you able to walk and stuff like that? I just got up and started walking around, have a normal conversation.
You're like, all right, this girl got tiger blood.
They sat me down, put the laughing gas on. After like 30 minutes, they're like, hey, you starting to feel more relaxed? And I was like, no, I am not. They're like, I just don't think this is going to work for you.
We've never seen somebody punch a hole in the drywall on 4 Xanax. All right, so today, to quell your anxiety, we're going to talk about something you know very much about.
Yeah.
Just to let you in on the life here, I am a stand-up comedian from Chicago.
Chicago.
And I met my wife, your mother,
mm-hmm.
by law.
By law, my mother.
Your mother-in-law in Michigan.
You did.
And so we participated in holy matrimony.
It's an odd way of saying it.
And I moved from Chicago to a 3,000 person town in Michigan.
You did.
Yeah. And spent a little time there.
Uh-huh.
But you spent almost all of your time there.
Spent about 14 years.
Yeah.
There.
So today, our topic of the podcast
mm-hmm.
will be Michigan.
Michigan!
And after the break, we're going to bring on 2 guests.
2!
Who are the epitome.
Okay.
The epopitome.
Epopitome.
Of Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't get Tim Allen. I'm going to tell you that. We tried to get Tim Allen.
We tried.
He's filming Santa Claus 9.
He couldn't said no. Him.
But one of them, I'm not going to say who because I don't want people fast forwarding.
Yeah.
But one of them's named after a small candy with a chocolate shell.
Oh, no idea who that could be.
Reese's Pieces.
Yes, you're right.
So we're going to spit out some Michigan facts.
Okay.
Some Michigan, maybe fables.
Okay.
Funny things about Michigan.
Funny little tidbits.
The way you guys talk.
Talk?
Talk, no. That's
That's British.
Egg. I got an egg.
Got an egg.
The funniest thing in the world is when your governor, Gretchen Whitmore, comes on television.
Yeah.
And I point and I say, do you hear her talk?
That's not how we sound.
That's how you and your mom sound.
It's not how we sound.
So, I did stand-up comedy in Chicago for 15 years.
Just a few.
Traveled the whole Midwest. So I have spent a lot of time in Michigan.
Yes.
You've lived there for a long time. So you have a home field advantage, but I've seen a lot of the state.
You have. Probably more than I have, honestly.
What's it known for to you?
To me? Okay, well, I think when I think of Michigan, I think of really, like, everyone I have known from there, where I used to live, my childhood, things like that. But on a more general scale, I really would say, obviously, the lakes.
Okay.
The lakes,
not
the Great
the big
Lakes.
Ones, or the big ones.
The big ones, the Great Lakes.
For me, it's the regional, okay?
Yeah.
The Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. Then you go west, you have Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is the most bizarre. It's the biggest city I've ever seen with...
Conservatives,
but boomer. Like, yeah. Boomer. And they're not boomers.
Like, aggressively You'll conservative.
You'll get, like, a 32-year-old person yeah. go, you know, you just gotta dust yourself off.
I was gonna say that. Off. Yeah, you really
These
do.
Crack babies.
You really
gotta
do.
Gotta check into rehab.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's because there's a small local college that has certain
What is
principles.
It? Ferris State? Is it Ferris State?
I don't know what the name of it honestly is.
So basically, we're saying Grand Rapids is just trash as far
it
as cities.
Is.
And I'll be there May 25th through 27th at Dr. Grin's Comedy Club. So come on out. I love Grand Rapids.
His place is chill.
Places. Yeah. one of my favorite places.
It's one of my favorite places to go.
Michigan probably has the nicest, most well-maintained roads, I would say.
This is beautiful. They're known for how great their roads are. You never driven on them. You got to go drive on them.
I don't have the data, but let's come up with some right now.
Okay.
1 in 11 cars.
Okay.
Has broken an axle, popped a tire, and not even like, I'm not talking side streets.
Yeah, no, main streets.
The interstate.
Yeah.
The interstate has cracks and bumps in it.
Grand Rapids, everything.
And I don't know the amount of inches per snow. You can look that up real quick on Google.
Oh, I had a...
How many inches of snow per year...
Let me look it up.
...does Michigan get?
You got to kill time for a second.
Because here's my guess. Whatever the amount of snow that falls, one-third of that ever gets plowed.
Oh, yeah. One-third. Wow. 60.66 inches of snow... is the average snowfall of Michigan every year.
Per year? You know what? Now that I think about it, that's not that 60 inches of snow, considering it can snow 11 months in the year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that's the average, which means they've had years where it's like been way higher, years where it's been lower, global warming, you know. I did look up, because we're talking about our amazing roads, what do you think that the average... car insurance costs every month in Michigan. It's a lot higher than I thought it was.
$416.21.
That was pretty close. It was $412.
You could have just said you're right.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, you're right.
Of all the numbers right. there are, I was within $4.
You're right. Okay. You're right. You're so right. For comparison, in Florida, it is $238 a month on average.
And that's because of the Cuban exchange rate.
Yeah. So you're looking at like a X amount increase.
Okay.
Yeah.
What amount?
You got to solve for X.
Michigan has, I believe, is it the 11th or 10th most populous state?
I believe it's the 10th. I know that we have the most, which this surprised me, we have the most coastline of any state.
That does make sense because you're almost surrounded by... Great Lakes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so, we are completely surrounded by Great Lakes. It's the 9th most populated state. Yeah.
They got a lot of votes in the presidential elections, electoral college.
Yeah.
There's different regions of it. It's the only state, it's where, like you're from Florida, or you're from Michigan.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, hey, what will you do to show somebody where you're from?
You pick up your hand.
And then you point on your hand.
And you show on your hand where you're from.
I'm so glad no one down here in Florida does that.
That's true. I am too. I am too. I really am. Oh, God.
So, but yeah, you can, and you show, because it even looks like even the little... thing that points out at the bottom there.
Well, one thing I found down here is that people don't understand how big Michigan is. Also, I and our producer KB can attest to this as well. I constantly say the UP and people look at me like I'm insane.
I don't think people know. If you're not from Michigan or Wisconsin.
No, they literally don't know that it's connected.
I don't think you knew that there was an Upper Peninsula.
No, I think our producer thought that was Canada.
It culturally is.
Culturally, it is Canada.
So the real, everyone shows the hand.
Yeah.
And so, and they call it the mitten.
Yes.
So Michigan is a mitten with a rabbit on top of it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's, so the full state of Michigan is giant.
It's huge. And that's what I was going to say is I don't think people understand how big it is. Like, I know that if from the top of the Upper Peninsula, the UP, to Detroit is as far away as Detroit is to Lexington, Kentucky.
Okay.
It's a good distance. Yeah. It's like a couple hundred, maybe a couple thousand miles.
Florida, weird like that, too. You can go from the Miami to Pensacola.
Yeah.
And continually stay driving one direction in Florida. And you're 14, 15-hour
drive. Yeah. Like I think Florida has a little bit of the benefit of we have a huge population.
Okay.
And also we have, like, the Sunshine Line. And then you have the, what is it, where it's like, I know the Sunshine Line is where you get a lot of sunshine. Oh, and the Frost Line.
The Frost Line.
Where it can't frost. So I think that gives people kind of reference of, like, how big it really is.
Sure.
And I think also the whole Key West being 90 miles from Cuba, but then also connecting to Georgia. I think it gives people reference. Okay. But I think people look at Michigan and are like, Canada.
Yeah. And before Ohio stormed the internet.
Yeah.
And every, like, typical Ohio.
Ohioan.
Yeah. It used to be a nice insult.
Mm-hmm.
If you just said a woman looked like she was from Michigan.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Like,
that's
people
so mean.
People from Miami and Los Angeles and stuff like that, they would be like, oh my God, you look like you got that coat in Michigan.
Wow. Yeah. I'm so insulted.
Me too. I just made that up.
I figured. All right. I was kind of waiting for that. I was like, that's really mean of you.
A couple of cool things about Michigan. It has the largest suspension bridge.
It does. It does.
It's a little over 5 miles, and it connects the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and the Lower Peninsula of
Michigan. Yeah, Mackinac Bridge. How do you spell it?
It's got a C at the end.
It does. I know that much. It does have a C at the end. It's Mackinac.
What year was Michigan founded?
Michigan?
You can probably find that pretty fast.
Michigan?
Because I'm trying to wonder, like, where it sits in the, like, was it
It's the 26th state.
26th state.
Okay. Yeah. The Mackinac Bridge was built in 1957. Yeah.
1 year after my father was born. My dad is older than the Mackinac Bridge.
He is.
So when he was a baby, he had to swim from the Lower Peninsula to the Upper Peninsula. That's a well-known fact.
Yeah.
He just went in the winter and he walked across.
He just walked across it. Yeah, which also, do you know the little tidbit of information about Mackinac Island?
No cars.
But you can drive your snowplow there.
Yes. How? On the ferry?
No. Like, when it freezes over, you can literally drive it, like, across the ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. But there's no cars allowed on Mackinac Island. Mackinac.
There's a couple of interstate 75 and I-94 connect.
Yeah.
In Michigan, so it's a big intersection there. It's in Detroit. 75 goes all the way up to the Canadian border and all the way down here to where we live in Tampa.
It does. And if you get on the wrong exit when you're in Detroit, you will go to Canada.
Little tunnel.
And
they'll be like, hey, turn around. Didn't you see me ride up on my horse there, eh?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I lied earlier. The only state that has more shoreline is Alaska.
That's one of the freak states, though.
We don't really count those.
Hawaii also technically.
Yeah, we don't really count those. But yeah. And also, little known fact, Sault Ste. Marie was established in 1668.
Okay, which back makes, in the good days.
Back in the good old days, Salem witch trial days, which makes it the oldest town established after the Rocky Mountains. So, like, they established everything before the Rocky Mountains. Like, think your Connecticut, your Virginia, stuff like that.
I think you mean Appalachian Mountains.
I do. Okay. I do mean the Appalachian Mountains. I just can't read.
Okay.
But
I'm like, the Rocky Mountains, that came late.
It's the oldest town. So they settled all their you know, 1467 Columbus sailed or whatever he did.
The 13 colonies.
Yeah, the 13 colonies. We had all those. And then once they figured out how to get over the Appalachian Mountains, they went straight to Sault Ste. Marie.
Do you know what... Don't look it up.
Okay.
Do you know what city in Canada borders Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan?
Canada.
What city?
Sault Ste. Marie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sault Ste. Marie
borders... Yeah, they go on both sides of the river, Sault Ste. Marie, right? Yeah.
I knew different that. Cities. It's really? Not like one city that's...
I thought it was just one city.
No, it's two different cities.
Is it really? Yeah. Are they spelled the same?
Yeah.
But they have I guess they have different governments, and they're governed different, have different laws. Yeah. Oh, that's so odd. One of them's Canadian.
Yeah.
One of them's got, like, maple syrup selling. One of them's got guns.
Yeah. Both. Ooh. No, both.
Oh, Canada they both have guns?
Canada has all the guns that we have.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. I think they have, like, the hunting guns we have.
They got good stuff there.
They got the goods? Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Did you know that... I didn't know this. Michigan is home to the largest crucifix in the world.
I did know
you
that.
You did know I've that? Driven How past did you it. Know that?
I've driven past it. I believe it's on Highway 131 North.
Indian River.
Yeah.
It is Indian River is home to the largest crucifix in the world, and it's called the Cross in the Woods.
Yep, yeah.
I feel like that says a lot about Michigan.
Yeah.
They set it on fire.
I was about to say, there's several smaller crosses, but they seem to be burnt down constantly.
Constantly burnt down.
Michigan, we'll get into this more when our guests arrive.
Okay.
But Michigan has, in Cairo, Michigan?
Cairo, Michigan.
One of the
Cairo.
Largest militias.
I did know that.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah, they're not really quiet about it either. They're proud of it.
Go there.
No. Proud of it.
People who don't look like me don't go there.
It's a sundown town.
Yeah.
Like, actually, it's a sundown town. Yeah.
If you don't know what a sundown town is, I can explain it, or you can
Google it. Or you can Google it. I feel like
sundown town is...
You have your chance. Wait, you got to give them a chance to Google it.
Well, if you're reading through it now...
Okay, pause now and Google.
Don't pause now.
Okay, don't pause.
We don't need
then.
Pauses.
Okay.
I'll be your Google.
Okay.
Sundown towns are. You ever drove through Alabama?
Just at all?
That's it. That's it right there. That's what a sundown town is.
It's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I actually just Googled it. That's exactly what Google said.
Yeah. They're like, you ever seen Alabama?
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, here's where we got confused. They don't have the longest shoreline. They have the longest freshwater shoreline. Okay. So here's the whole thing. Let me recap.
Okay.
Alaska has technically the longest shoreline of any of the states.
Okay.
Michigan is second. Then, Michigan has the longest freshwater shoreline in the world. So we'd be all of them. Because Alaska, you know, is like on the ocean.
Okay. Now, you say it's freshwater?
Fresh.
But...
I wouldn't drink it.
My wife?
By law, my mother.
By law, your mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Made me go camping in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Oh, let's hold on.
We jumped in Lake Superior.
I would like to add.
One of the largest bodies of water in the Midwest.
Yep.
Supposedly fresh water. And we all got swimmer's itch. That's a bacterial infection from fresh water.
That was terrible. Also, I would like to state.
Never going
camping again. I would like to state. That wasn't necessarily all my mother's fault.
Not taking any of the blame unless it's going to Jeffrey.
There was a large portion of the trip being planned, pushed, organized by law, my brother, your stepson.
Your biggest rival.
My biggest rival. My arch enemy.
Okay, that's a little harsh. Took that too far.
I think he'd agree.
You can walk it back if you want now. Publicly.
Arch nemesis?
No, you guys are on the same team. You're more rivals than you are like enemies. You're not enemies. You're on the same team.
I don't know, man.
Rivals, like you're kind of you push each other.
Are you telling me about my own brother?
Well, yeah. I have the bigger mic. I have a whole shield on my microphone. You got a little lapel thing on the pillow.
What if we were like in the like a mafia where they like go against each other?
Well, I mean, you'd often by now.
Oh, that's true. I would have. But, nonetheless, all right, my rival, my biggest rival, by law, my mother's favorite, Jeffrey. was the main push of that trip because they had gone many times and never got infected. But by our luck, the one time that we decided to go with them, we all got infected.
Yeah, and that's the worst.
That was the worst. It.
You guys got to take Benadryl and go to sleep. I had to take one Benadryl, bite into it, and drive home. And like, I can't drive
asleep.
Home asleep.
Like, you've never done it before.
Never driven home asleep before.
You've done it a few times.
You put cruise control on in Michigan, yeah. From, like, the top to, like, the middle.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna see another car on the road.
No. He'll be fine.
Acting like I can't drive asleep. All right, so what we've done is we've kind of talked about Michigan kind of from a factual standpoint.
Like, yeah.
Hey, it's got this, it's got that, whatever. One of the neat things about Michigan is... there's many different types of, there's camping, there's cities, there's, mm-hmm. Even Kalamazoo's a decent-sized city.
There's a few of them.
You got Detroit, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Michigan.
Ann Arbor.
So there's city, a lot of rural, a lot of lakes.
Yeah.
There's...
the main attraction.
Just different, what type of Michigan are you? So.
Okay.
Two very different type of Michiganders.
Okay.
Possibly... like top tier Michiganders, couldn't be more different.
Okay.
After the break, we're gonna have these two kind of debate.
Face off.
What is Michigan?
What is it about?
Couldn't be two more different experiences.
Okay.
When we come back, you don't do a Michigan podcast without these guys.
You don't.
After the break, we'll be joined by old Bobby himself, Kid Rock,
woohoo,
and Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
Ooh.
Stay there, guys. So, like, I didn't mean to kick her, but I didn't mean to not kick her either. You know what I mean? $5 for a box of, like, six cookies. Oh, hey, we are back. Not able to pull the trigger. This is a little embarrassing.
A little bit.
This one hurt.
A
couple weeks ago, Barack Obama didn't have security clearance to log into our feed.
Yeah.
This one hurt. Eminem would not appear on a podcast with Kid Rock.
Embarrassing.
Kid Rock would not appear on a podcast without Eminem.
Oh, I see what happened.
So where the two things intersect,
miscommunication.
We get a bad thing. Yeah. So we do not have those guests. But yeah. I wanted to bring someone on. Now, we talked about Michigan from, you've lived in Florida a few years now.
I have.
You're almost talking about Michigan in past tense. I want to talk to someone, salt of the earth.
Salt.
So what we got, sitting third chair, producer Brian sitting in the booth.
Kicked him out.
Host Brian Aldridge.
Okay.
Co-host Carlina.
Yep.
And we have brought in someone who knows Michigan like the back of her hand. Some lunch lady from Pentwater, Michigan.
Woohoo!
Welcome, some lunch lady.
First off, thank you so much for having me here. I'm Marie Taylor. First, I'm honored to be on the podcast, but let's go. I just want to go back before I really tell you what I'm an expert in and kind of tell you my thoughts on Michigan. I heard you talk about the hand.
The hand.
The map.
Yes.
That is a staple of who we are. Where else can you go and literally hold up your hand and show where
That's
I live?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
And the other thing is we
Well,
don't
hold on. If you've had all your fingers and your thumb amputated, you can do that with Ohio.
That's also true.
Oh,
or
Ohio.
Kansas, or Nebraska.
If you had everything amputated.
Anything ever.
Well, I guess that's Wyoming. If you had it all amputated.
That's Wyoming, yeah. If you start throwing your hands in like gang symbols, you can get a couple different states.
No, but it is unique. It's a very unique thing to Michigan, and it's pretty neat.
It is. Because
it really is.
It's cool.
It really does look like a hand.
And also the fact that, like, anyone who's actually there does really know where
yes.
you're referring to without actually saying it.
Correct.
Oh, in a heartbeat. Plus,
yeah.
we measure distance by time.
You do measure distance by
Explain
time.
Explain that.
So, if I'm going to Grand Rapids, how long? I'll be there in 40. If
40
you,
what?
40 minutes.
Okay, it's always minutes?
It's always
okay.
minutes. Well, unless you're going up north. You're going up north, you're going to do hours.
Okay, right? So like, no one's going to sit there and be like, 150 minutes.
No, no, not at all. No. And you, it's just, it's, say, Lansing. Lansing okay. is, anywhere in Lansing, 20 minutes. No matter where you are in the city of Lansing, you're 20 minutes away.
Well, that's
are
true.
Are you never more than 20 minutes, or it's just going to take you 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
Okay.
See, this is something that I just don't understand because I spent my entire childhood in Michigan. Is that not a normal...
No, it's not.
Are people telling things in miles?
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there doing distance by distance. Yes. That's a weird novel concept.
Well, like, I don't know how many miles I am away.
Yeah. Right, right. See, and that's what I'm
saying.
I'll
be there in about 36 millimeters.
I can't imagine calling someone.
No,
being like,
telling
how far
someone
away
how
are
long
you?
It's going to be.
Yeah.
How, when will you be here? Time, perfect sense.
Okay. Right.
How far is it from point A to B?
10-15 minutes.
10 minutes.
10 minutes. No. Yeah.
I don't. What are you supposed to say? 7.35 miles.
About 7 miles.
Exactly.
That's dumb. Okay. Right. I don't like that.
Okay, exactly. Hear me out. What if you're riding a bicycle there?
Well, why are you riding a bicycle?
You're just going to add some more time.
People don't ride bicycles.
People don't ride bicycles.
What if you're riding your sled dog?
Yes. Yes. Depends on the number of dogs.
You Google it and you look for yourself.
Okay. Now, I have heard that.
I
have heard that from people, friends of mine from Michigan, things like that. Not just lunch ladies, also post office employees.
Yeah.
Other comedians I know from Michigan, friends from Michigan. They do. It's an odd thing to you guys where you're like, how far is it from Lansing to Cadillac? And they're like, that's about 3 hours and 25 minutes.
Now that you're saying it and we're talking about it, I do remember when you first came into our family and you would ask me, oh, how far away is your school or stuff like that? And I'd be like, it's like 5 minutes. And you just kind of look at me like
okay,
I was crazy.
What's the distance? And then I would, here's one thing, you and your mom, my wife.
Yeah, by law, my mother.
I would do stupid stuff like be like, it's north of here.
You would.
Yeah.
You ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
How dumb of me.
Ridiculous. We'd be driving.
North. You mean up?
Yeah. Up from here. It's around there.
All right.
Yeah. Well, okay. To Michigan's defense, if you are saying that you're going north, what do people think? You're going up north.
I got you.
They've always been synonyms with one another. Up and north.
So, Sherry, as a DMV employee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's one thing you've noticed? How can you spot someone who's always lived in Michigan from someone who just got there? Like, what's a unique thing that Michiganders do that maybe someone else doesn't do? The measure in time is excellent. Like, what if they said what they just had for breakfast? Would you be able to tell?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's food. Food all the way.
What's the main ingredient in an omelet?
Egg.
A what?
Egg.
I'm sorry, the microphone isn't picking it up. What is the main ingredient of a food?
Egg.
Okay. Now, a person not from Michigan is going to throw the whole E in there, both G's, and call it an egg.
Egg.
That's what I just said.
That's what we're saying.
There's no egg. H. There's no H egg. In the word egg.
Egg.
Egg. Egg.
Egg.
Egg.
Egg.
Egg.
Egg.
All right.
I can't.
Oh, that is too funny. Yeah. Now, I'm glad you brought that up, because one thing in Michigan, if we are sick, there is one staple that we go to.
Okay. If I remember correctly, I don't know what it's called. It's a like a ginger ale drink that you can pretty much,
mm-hmm.
What's it called?
Verner's.
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 You drinking the sugar-free Verner's or the, no?
I liked the sugar-free Verner's, okay. Actually.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I know.
And
I
so that'll
it.
Heal a fever, it nausea,
anything.
Toe
hypothermia.
Ache, hypothermia.
Whatever you got going on.
Anything.
Verner's.
Whatever's
knows,
wrong
Verner's.
With you today.
Here's one thing I also learned about Michiganders. Michiganers?
Michiganders.
Michiganders. Outside of the insane clown posse, the only group of folk drinking Faygo pop.
Yes.
Faygo is delicious, and I stand by
so
that.
Oh, so good.
It's
I,
the best pop.
At first thought it was, I was like, what are you guys doing?
Can we backtrack for a second? Can you repeat what you just called it?
Faygo.
Faygo.
Pop.
Pop.
Yeah.
You called it pop.
Yeah.
That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad we came to that consensus.
You got crazy people out there throwing the term soda.
Soda pop.
Yeah.
Coke.
Down here in Florida, you have different dialects. So you someone would be like, hey, can I get a Sprite Coke? No. You can't get a Sprite Coke.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Florida's a mix, man.
Pretty wild down here.
You get a little bit of everything. Is there alligator juice?
But so yeah, you can get like fried alligator at a restaurant.
Yeah.
I've never tried it because when I look at one in the eyes,
yeah,
and he's coming at me, I want a clear conscience. Right. I'm like, I ain't no one in your family. This right. is between me and you only.
Right.
This is not a revenge thing. Yeah.
I've seen pickled alligator, so yeah. I would assume the juice that it's fermented in would be alligator juice.
I see. Now that I think I'd like that.
It's vinegar.
You'd like alligator?
No, I don't pickled, mean to... like pickled bologna.
Well, yeah, that's but it's been sitting with the alligator.
Yeah. No, it's. It's pickled in vinegar.
I know that it's pickled in vinegar, but it's been sitting with the alligator, which would create it to be... Pickle juice isn't... If you took a drink, it's not just going to taste like straight vinegar, because it's had the cucumber flavored in it.
Gotcha.
So it's going to have alligator vinegar. So, oh, I'm sorry. You want me to call it alligator vinegar?
What does an alligator become after it's pickled?
Eaten.
Oh, ooh. Nice. Well done. Ooh,
good job.
Thank you.
Good job. That was
Thank
good
you.
One.
That's why I'm the food expert today.
Yeah, so you're the food expert.
Yeah. Now, another fun fact, Superman ice cream.
What is... Oh! Is...
also...
Everywhere else on Earth calls this Spumani.
What?
What?
I've never...
I know what you're talking
real.
About. The Superman... Yeah.
Yeah.
We're punching up on your phone.
Yeah. It's also called Scooperman ice cream if you get it at the Meijer brand.
In Michigan. Anywhere else is calling it Spumani.
What nonsense did you say it was called?
Spumani. I've heard it. I know what you're talking about with the Superman or Scooperman ice cream.
Yeah.
It's the, you know, different flavored fruits, different flavored fruit and such in the ice cream.
No.
I've just blown two Michiganders.
No. Spumani is chocolate ice cream, pistachio ice cream, and cherry vanilla ice cream.
I was really hoping not to get fact checked on this.
Superman ice cream is not that.
No.
What's Superman ice cream?
Superman ice cream is a three-flavor ice cream that appears in the colors of...
By the way, I'm
of...
cutting the last 2 minutes out. That will never air.
As red, blue, and yellow, and it's originated in the Midwest. The flavors are often referred to as Blue Moon, which is my favorite flavor, by the way, Red Pop or Black Cherry, and Lemon Vanilla. And it's delicious. One of the best things I've ever had.
Mm-hmm. Top tier.
Yeah. Spumani.
Spumani. Hey.
Spumani. All right. Didn't know.
Deidre, as a grocery store manager.
Yeah.
What is the biggest... item of food that you see purchased in Michigan that you don't see purchased other places? Like, we got the Verners, right?
Yep, you've got the Verners. You've got the Better Made Potato Chips.
Okay, explain that. What is that?
So, Better Made Potato Chips is originated and made in Michigan.
Okay.
So, the best potato chips. I mean, I love me a good Lay's.
Okay.
However, Better Made is... like what it says, better made. You've got all the original flavors. They're recently branching out. They've got this salt and pepper. I think they've got a jalapeno. They're going kind of wild, kind of dipping their toes in the flavor scale of things. But then you also have Kellogg's. So you have cereal.
Okay.
You've got Frosted Flakes.
I remember Battle Creek, Michigan used to have a cereal factory, and now they just have cereal killers.
Yeah.
So
do they have...
That's true. That's true. But you can still get your Frosted Flakes when you watch the
Dateline.
Do you have, like, I'm trying to think, down here, do we have, like, Kellogg-branded things? Like, I know Kellogg owns a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But, like, is there just something just says Kellogg on it?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Because in Michigan, you see that a lot. Like, Kellogg is like a, it's like just the brand that everyone gets everything from.
All right. So, our resident expert.
Expert.
As a... gas station attendant.
Yeah.
In Lansing, Michigan.
Yes.
What's larger? A one-bedroom apartment or a typical pothole found on a major street in Lansing, Michigan?
Oh, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It's the pothole.
It's the pothole by far.
It's the pothole. By far.
I thought, I hit one and I just thought, well, I live here now. This is my, like my...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, some people will say, oh, that's caused by the rough winters.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a scientific explanation.
Give it to us.
It's that when there's, you know how when you drive down any road, no matter what state or country you're in, there's little cracks in the road. With Michigan, it gets so cold there so much of the year that the water goes into those little cracks, and then it freezes and expands it, and then it dries out again, and then it goes back in and freezes and expands in, goes back again. And this continues to happen, and it creates a ripple effect that causes these enormous potholes. And because so much of the state is kind of barren, and so much of it is so cold, that they only really salt the main roads.
Okay.
And so even on these main roads, they can't fix the roads for more than 3 months out of the year. And it just causes these tiffs to get bigger and bigger and bigger until you get our enormous potholes that we're used to seeing.
I've been in small towns in Michigan doing shows.
Yeah.
Where the owner of the venue just tells me, you're just going to want to go to bed. Like, go to the hotel, yeah. Go to bed. Don't try to get out of here.
No.
Because they won't even start plowing the snow till it's done snowing. Because they're like, we're just going to have to plow it again.
Is that not typical of snowy states?
That's not typical anywhere.
Okay, so
That's a remarkably unique thing to Michigan. Like, I've been I've been to all the snow states.
Really?
Except for, like, Montana. I've been all through both Dakotas.
Yeah.
I've been through Wisconsin. I've been through Ohio. I've been through Indiana. I've been through Pennsylvania. Illinois, Iowa, all the places it snows.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan's the only one, even in a semi-populated area, that'll just wait till it's done snowing to start plowing. Like, they won't, you'll see the plows out, but they're not real, they're not kicking butt. Like, so they're like, oh, so we just waited out until
Well, and that, and then also, I mean, okay, Michigan is the only cold place that I have lived in. So I've lived in Michigan and Florida, but is it also not typical for there to be, like, local salt trucks? Like, guys on trucks with salt?
Just some guy with a plow in front of his
no,
truck?
No, I'm so serious. No, like, I know so many people growing
up. It's frowned upon, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know so many people growing up that had trucks.
You guys have privatized clearing
the
roads.
They have.
I like
and
it.
I know so many people that had, like, very long driveways. Like, I'm talking, like, half a mile to 2 mile driveways.
You have to plow that yourself.
Yeah, and so they will turn it and salt it, and then they'll do... There's one of my good friends, she lives out in, like, the middle of nowhere. Well, she used to with her parents. They live out in the middle of nowhere, and the snow trucks wouldn't come, so they have a guy, and they all pitch in some money, and he gets some salt, and he takes his truck down the roads every couple of days and salts it. Is that not, like, a common occurrence?
I've never heard of that. Typically, the local government will go ahead and take care of all that stuff.
Our local militias haven't been funded that far.
No, though, I think we should point out a fact, though. So even though we may not plow the streets immediately and we tell you to stay home, we are also not wimpy. So
if we
have a foot of snow, we are still going to go to work. We're going to go to where we need to go. It doesn't matter, front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, you got a Ford Focus to, you know, a Gladiator Army SUV thing.
Yeah.
We're on the roads. We're on the roads, and we're getting to where we need to go. I have lived in other states where if they said there could be a flurry of snow.
Yeah.
The whole town shuts down. Everything's called off. Everybody needs to stay inside for 3 days. Where we're getting a foot and a half of snow, and we're still going.
Yeah, and I do remember the rule going to school there that it was... the only way that you would not have school is if the buses physically couldn't get through the snow,
mm-hmm.
or if you would get frostbite if your skin was exposed for more than 30 seconds to the outside air. And that's legit. That's a rule.
Nice.
And so, you know,
Chicago public school that has never been closed. been closed unless there was a teacher strike.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Which is
was there a teacher
every
strike?
Single year? Every
single
year I went to school there.
Oh, that's fun.
Happened quite often.
Quite
okay.
All right, so let's go kind of semi lightning round.
Okay.
Our guest here, Mary Shapiro, works at the Quality Dairy. If you don't know what that is, it's a
You can get your Faygo, your Pop, your Superman ice cream.
Some people would just dismiss
chips.
It as a grocery convenience store.
Oh, you're getting me
but
worked
you're
up.
You're going to tell us right now why it's so much more.
Okay,
you it's
are
so much more
me,
than just a convenience store.
I just want to let you know my passion behind this is so raw and so real. That Quality Dairy brings to life staples.
Manager.
Just staples. You know, you need those
mm-hmm.
donuts,
mm-hmm.
the best donuts, the ice cream, the milk, but by far. The best thing that Quality Dairy will do is change your life.
Yeah.
You're having a good day. You're having a bad day. You're having a, you're sad. You're, any day you are having, there is one thing that you can get that cures it all.
Yeah.
Quality Dairy chip dip.
That's
chip
true.
Dip.
Chip dip.
I
don't
would,
care.
I would.
Chip dip.
Describe, like, just, okay,
yeah.
I know chip. I know, like, cheese dip.
Oh, no.
French onion dip. Like, what is this?
It's a French onion. Like
it's a French
dip.
Onion of sorts, but it's almost like it's been seasoned French
yeah.
onion dip.
It is.
Michiganly seasoned?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And you and now sometimes, now I have, you know, customers of mine that are true ruffles. They've got to have the waves. They've
yeah.
got to have the ruffles.
Yeah.
They say they
cut the insides of your mouth up.
Yes, yes. Now, I personally like the salty. I want it to be there, and I use the chip. Is a scoop. I'm just using that
that's
as a source.
That's also,
like a spoon.
Yeah, that's also
like a
how
spoon.
I do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you are you, hear me out, and I have no judgment here.
Yes.
You use the chip as a spoon.
Yes.
Are we taking more than one bite with the same chip of the dip? Is the dip good enough?
Are you
is
sharing?
Is the dip good enough
oh.
to scoop it up,
yeah.
eat only the dip off the chip, and then re-put the chip in and keep eating it like that?
I have never done that.
Okay.
I'm more of a shovel.
Shovel.
So the whole thing's going
the
in.
The whole thing.
Okay.
All at once. But then as that one is going in, my hand has already got the next
constant
one
motion.
Ready.
You got constant
yes,
motion.
Yes, I am current. I'm ready.
You're thinking ahead to the next
yes.
bite.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to get the big one. Don't get the small one. It's by far the best product that Quality Dairy has.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I would like to actually, for our uncultured listeners, I want to have Wendy Williams here actually tell us, a quick little speed run. I'm going to name things that you could get at Quality Dairy,
mm-hmm.
and you say yes or no
okay.
if they have it.
Yeah.
Let's start
go.
Easy.
All right.
A fresh ice cream and waffle cone.
Yes.
Advil.
Yes.
Cheese dip.
Yes.
A Pop.
Yes.
Your laundry.
Yes.
Advil.
Yes.
Staples.
Yes.
Candy.
Yes.
Toilet paper.
Yes. I can get firewood there. Yes.
Gonna say that propane.
And here's the
yes.
thing, I've seen the outside of a Quality Dairy convenience store.
Yeah,
physically impossible to fit all this stuff inside,
oh,
but it's in there.
It's in there.
It's all
it's
in there.
Now, don't forget, with the Great Lakes, we also make sure that we have fresh worms.
Yep, I was about to. I was gonna
I got
get
a worm
to that.
Guy.
A fishing
yeah.
pole.
Yeah. Oh, and don't forget the
umbrellas.
The oh yeah.
Sandals.
Yeah. You name it, in Quality Dairy, we are there.
A hunting rifle.
I need
well,
some help
we stop
from
there.
The producer of
yeah.
the show at this point.
You can get ammo, though.
Get your pen.
Oh.
Let's write down some, as a speech teacher in Michigan.
Oh. A speech teacher.
I'll just, a couple quick things. One, I would like to ask you both, and answer game show style.
Okay.
Or however you want.
Can I buzz in?
You can. But you can still, I would still both like you to shout the answer.
Okay, I'm okay with that.
It's going to sound in
yeah.
stereo.
Okay.
You want to know how your hair looks. There is a large piece of glass on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
It will reflect the image.
Mm-hmm.
What is mm-hmm. that called?
Mirror.
A what?
A mirror.
Carlina, what's your boyfriend's middle name?
Amir.
How do you spell that?
E-M-I-R.
What do you look into if you want to see your reflection?
Amir.
Mirror. Mirror.
Mirror.
There's so many syllables in that word.
Mirror.
That
mirror.
Just get left behind.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
Mirror.
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
I don't
I'm
like
having
when
eggs
you say
for
it.
Dinner.
Eggs. What? Milk. How do you say milk?
Milk.
Milk.
There's no E in milk.
I'm milk. Not saying it's E. Milk.
Close enough. You're putting on a show right now. You're putting on a normal accent show. Just eggs and milk.
Eggs and milk. Milk.
Eggs and milk. Like
eggs
little,
and milk.
Oh. Okay.
Eggs and milk from Meijer's.
Guys.
And you get the water.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Meijer.
Meijer
oh,
is a
Meijer's.
Regional. Okay, I'm gonna set the stage here. Meijer.
Meijer's.
Meijer's. is a regional Walmart.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can I interrupt you?
Regional there? Walmart that wants to be a Target.
Oh! I feel like I've its just been attacked.
Its quality is somewhere between Walmart and Target. It's better than Walmart. It's not Target. And it doesn't have an S at the end.
Myers.
I would like the two of you to tell me why I'm oh so wrong.
Beyond wrong. First off, you name it, you can get it there. The produce, fresh, the food, there. You need a shirt, you need something, you're going out, they've got it. You name anything you need, and Myers is there. They are friendly, they are stocked, they have, they're in every location. You've got one in every town.
If there was an apocalypse, I would go to Myers.
In a heartbeat.
Also,
so you would go to more than one Myers store?
Yes, I would.
In a heartbeat.
Okay. Also, I just want to say that here's really what it is. Myers has the size of a Walmart, but it has the good parts of a Target with the natural and fresh selection of your local grocery store.
It has the produce of an Aldi. Okay, keep going.
And it has the customer service of Publix.
The meat section of a butchery that has thrown out their meat. Go ahead.
People know your Day name old there.
Chicken.
This is blasphemy. Blasphemy.
Myers is the Cheers of grocery stores.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you walk in, they know your name. They welcome back. What are you looking for? You need some crazy cheese you've never heard of? Myers has it.
Now this.
You need some Faygo? They've got it.
They got it. This is a hot take, and I don't know if Sally Marie is going to agree with me on this, but Publix over Myers.
Really?
Publix is a phenomenal grocery store.
Myers.
Here's the best part of Publix. Everything you hate about Subway is gone in their sub sandwiches.
Yeah.
Because have you ever been to a Subway and thought, man, that person is making this sandwich way too fast?
Yeah.
Go to Publix grocery store. You're like, I don't like my turkey sandwich being made in under a half hour. You know what I mean? Like, I want someone who doesn't want to be there to put one slice of meat at a time on my sandwich.
You know what's my least favorite part?
Openly hating me.
Yeah.
Just being like,
God.
I guess I'll put a pickle on there.
You know what? And it's going to hit every time. But you know what my least favorite part about Subway is? Is that you can order sandwiches that have the ingredients already put on it. And if you dare go to Publix and order a sandwich that is on their menu and it has the ingredients already set out, they'll still ask you what you want on it and not put anything on it.
They're robots.
Yeah.
Obviously, though, Subway, predominantly in gas stations.
Yeah.
Public sandwich shop in a grocery store on itself. They have chicken fingers.
Yeah.
A chicken finger sub that's unrivaled.
Unrivaled. Completely amazing.
So, all right. We're winding down.
Yeah.
You are Michigan at heart.
Yes.
Our guest is Michigan in heart and soul.
Yeah. Mm. I agree.
I had a little fun with you guys with Meyer, but overall, I'm a fan of Michigan.
Yeah.
I wanted out as soon as I got in, but
I would. Dare I say, everyone who lives there has and does.
But in a loving way, they're just like, I gotta get out of here.
Yeah, it's
but
like
then,
a hate-love.
Next thing you know, four generations of your family
have
lived
there. Yeah, it's like a love-hate relationship. They're like, man, I want to get out of this place so bad. I'm only gonna settle down and have my kids here.
I'll give you guys the next couple minutes to sell me Michigan. You can. We didn't get much into the Upper Peninsula, because is that really Michigan? It's not.
It's Canada.
It's Canada. Yeah.
You can get a pasty up there, though.
Yep. Yeah.
That's it. You can get a pasty.
Get a snowmobile.
You get a pasty. You better not say that. You better say sled. I asked somebody if I was like, oh, we're gonna have to hunker down. You guys bust out the snowmobiles? They're like, you can leave. It's a sled. All you can get up here is a pasty and frostbite.
I didn't think that people would understand. If I said a sled, they're going to think the little ones that get pulled down a hill.
So I'll give you guys the next. Here's how we got to wind this down. Our sponsors are wanting to get in.
Yeah.
Get their ads in.
Get in, get good.
Subway sandwiches, obviously. Fresh. The last couple minutes, I'll let you guys sell me Michigan however you want.
Okay.
No interruptions for me. And then we'll do a little 6 degrees of separation for Brian.
Hmm.
And we'll call it a day.
Okay.
Oh, possibly let our esteemed guests have a closing argument at the end about why she loves.
I think that's Michigan. Good.
Like heartfelt.
Heartfelt.
Okay. Mm. So right now, just give me the hard sell. Give me the elevator pitch, and then turn it into a hard sell for Michigan.
All right.
Up on this.
All right.
And let the guests talk.
You know, we didn't mention apples.
That's true.
And cherries.
Mm-hmm.
What's different about them?
Tarty. And size.
Ooh, a little tart. I like it. Okay,
a little tart and size.
Okay.
And then, of course,
from
you have...
From just the way it's grown?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I like it.
Heart.
Fresh.
I like
soul.
It. All right.
Variation.
Okay.
Cheaper, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah.
Myers.
Music.
Music.
Where are we going with this?
Think of
all varieties, right?
Yeah. Think about the musical legends
from
Michigan.
Michael Jackson.
Definitely. He was my neighbor.
Diana Ross.
Definitely. Oh, man.
Nickelback.
Garth Brooks.
Garth Brooks, really, from Michigan?
Yeah.
Where from?
That part.
He's from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where
He's
are
from
the
over here.
Somewhere in
He's
the...
He's from over here.
Right over there.
Somewhere in the ring finger region.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. 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 Little Garth Madonna. Brooks.
Madonna is from there.
I did hear that. Yeah. Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who else you got?
Aretha. So many famous people come out of Michigan, man.
Lots of them.
What the heck?
We just don't know it because that's really down on the bottom of their bio.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They're like, Michigan.
I said I wouldn't interrupt. I lied.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You guys are talking, you know, you're saying the good things about Michigan.
Right.
Yeah.
But sell it to me. Like, how's Michigan
different
than somewhere? Like, what's...
You going to go or you want me to...
Guess.
This is burning.
Hit it. Go.
Burning. 4 seasons.
I got you.
You've got the campfires, the marshmallows, the spring air, the robins, but you still have the winter with the snow and you have people that would do anything for you, depending on which area of Michigan you're in. You know, you go some places, it's a little iffy, a little sketch.
Sure.
You've got heart, you've got nature, you got the parks, but you still have the love of the beach without being at the ocean. I don't have to worry about a shark biting my ass. There might be a bass.
But so, are there times in Michigan where a Spartan fan can sit next to a Wolverine and just cast a rod into the lake and catch a walleye?
Man.
Can you guys bury the hatchet?
Who won the game?
Okay, it's about that. All right.
Yeah.
Who won the game?
It's the bragging rights.
Yeah.
I mean, are you ever, as a Bears fan, going to sit down with a Packer?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're dirty, rotten people.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, they think the same about you.
Overall, I've spent my time in Michigan.
You have.
I liked it. I lived in Ann Arbor for a while. Really enjoyed my time there. I've spent countless hours driving through Michigan over the 15 years of doing stand-up comedy in Chicago. It's my second favorite state. I love Florida so much. I love living here. But Michigan really is my second favorite state. It really, really is. I've been in all of them.
Over Chicago?
Chicago's in Illinois. Illinois is trash.
Illinois
is trash.
What if we statify Chicago?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Really? Now, what sells Michigan to you, being someone that is an implant?
Implant.
I know I'm an implant, but I've entertained. It's that politically, racially, economically, any kind of person you can think of lives somewhere in Michigan.
That's
and
true.
Often in the same, like Portland, Michigan. I don't know if you knew that's a city.
Yeah.
It's a tiny town.
Yeah.
I was there last week.
I had to do a show there. We pull up. 200 cars in the parking lot.
Yeah.
The people didn't all look the exact same.
Yeah.
The people probably had different variants. It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah. Smorgas.
But they seem... It may be the last one that isn't... You're a Michigan person. Like, you got your differences. But it's one of the last places where you are
a Michigander.
Yes.
Through
and you take pride. You're all in it kind of together.
Yes.
You know.
It's the connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all the coldness brings
you
together.
And all you're doing is you're fighting the people bringing their boats in from Illinois.
That's all. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And eating your chip dip.
Yeah. So let's rock it. I think you guys did a great job selling Michigan. Your heart and soul is in it. It's the old state with a shaped like an oven mitt with a rabbit on top. Michigan. Yep. Sponsored by Arby's. We got one in Cadillac, Michigan. Come on out. So right now we like to end every show with a little thing called 6 degrees of Brian Aldrich.
Yes.
Game started by the producer. We got a running list, by the way.
We do.
I found that in a couple of other things.
Okay.
I just started watching the show Eastbound and Down. I know I'm 11. I know I'm 14 years late watching the show. It came out in 2009.
All right.
And one of my former roommates is in the first and third episode.
Really?
So now I connect to everybody.
Every single person on that show.
That show.
I don't even know what show this is.
So, if you don't know 6 Degrees of Brian Aldridge, it's a made-up game. Producer Brian made it up. Fantastic. Everyone knows 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon, where you can reach any two actors together. You can reach any actor to Kevin Bacon in 6 degrees or less. So we like to do that with Brian Aldridge, the host of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge.
Yes.
Co-host Carlina, my daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
So producer Brian shouted out the Michael Picky up. Give us our first 6 degrees of Brian Aldridge.
I'm gonna give you.
She just got vetoed.
He doesn't. That's producer fine. Brian doesn't have the list.
Producer Brian doesn't have his production work ready. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm gonna give
He's still getting paid for the episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you one. I don't know if you're gonna know how you get there, but I know how you get there.
Okay.
The owner of Microsoft.
I like that. Let's go. Here's what I want. I'm gonna edit that out.
Okay.
Here's why.
Get out of here.
We've got some legal issues between me and him, and I don't really want to sort
that. That's fair. Right. That's fair. Fair enough.
Let me look off your master list.
I think the master list needs an update.
Yeah. What have? Oh, is if it's got a heart, we've done it.
If it has a heart, we've done it, or it's like a first or second degree.
Okay. Well, let's go with. I see, The Rock.
The Rock. I think we've done this before.
We may have done The Rock.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways. Maybe we'll find a new one.
Maybe we'll find a new way to get there.
I think I'm going to go there the shortest route, though.
Okay.
Unfortunately. I lived with Craig Robinson from The Office. We did shows together.
Mm-hmm.
Craig Robinson from The Office was there with Michael Scott, Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Carell, 40-year-old virgin, with a young Kevin Hart.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin Hart in every single movie since 2014 with The Rock.
That's not the fastest way to get there.
I have a faster one.
The fastest way to get there is through Little Rel.
Yes.
Little Rel did Fatherhood with, what's his face? The short guy from It's Always with The Rock. Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Little Rel did Fatherhood with Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart and The Rock worked together in every single movie.
I got an
He's going to guess their
faster.
Karate Brian coming through in the clutch.
Little Rel was in a movie called Free Guy, where The Rock was a robber in there.
Okay.
So, oh, yeah.
So we got there in one.
Yeah, so you got there in one.
And then when I challenge The Rock to WrestleMania 39 in Los Angeles, it will be a one step. The Rock, come on. You need to make some money beating up a guy. You can pick me up over your head. I don't care. I'll let you win, Rock. I won't let you win.
You're going Hollywood?
The Rock's going Hollywood.
When are you be going Hollywood?
I have another one.
Okay.
I can get you to Drake.
I don't want anything to do with Drake. Here's why. Hear me out.
Okay.
Drake beefs with my boy Bias through through Kendrick Lamar, and I won't have it.
Drake did not beef with Kendrick Lamar.
I like it when they're like in a movie and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like actors and stuff like that.
Yes.
And plus, I don't really want to be. I don't want to be associated with Drake.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Drake don't OVO, need his. Drake's not your
Drake,
brand.
Drake don't need his name on me.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. OVO, it's just not your cut.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Never mind.
We'll do one last one.
Okay.
I'm looking at that list and I'm like, I can tell you guys are not over 21 years old.
I don't know what you want from me.
Just an actor from a movie.
Oh my god.
You're like, this, PD
PewDiePie. Who the hell is PewDiePie?
I can get you to David Harbour. Do you know who David
I don't know who David Harbour is.
Well, see, look, you just don't know anything.
My fault. Scarlett Johansson.
No, think older. Bing Crosby.
Okay. All right, let's go. Get to Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Ooh.
Get to Nicolas Cage.
Let's do Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Think about it.
All right. You go Nicolas Cage.
Oh, my God. I have to go Nicolas Cage.
All right. Let's go. Producer Brian's got it.
All right. Really quick. All right. Okay. Bill Burr.
Bill Burr, who I've opened for Bill Burr a couple of times.
Bill Burr was on The Mandalorian.
Bill Burr was on The Mandalorian.
Okay.
Disney Star Wars.
With Pedro Pascal.
With Pedro Pascal.
And Pedro Pascal and Nicolas Cage have a movie together called The Unbearable Weight of Amazing Talent.
We got there. We got to the greatest actor of my generation. Nicolas Cage. Here, do you want to know why he's the greatest actor of my generation?
Okay.
Why?
Because he starred in possibly the greatest film ever acted. Face off.
Oh,
John Travolta cuts his face off.
Yes.
Nicolas Cage cuts his face off. They pretend to be each other and kind of got it.
I thought you were so gonna say the National Treasure movie.
Oh, those are the three greatest movies.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is there three?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's two.
There's two.
I just want there to be three so bad. Because they at the two the end they're like check out page 57.
I know.
And I'm like, well, let's do this. It's been 13 years. So. All right, so we had some fun. I got to confess to the audience, I tried to get a little rise out of these two, Bash and Meyer, but I love it. I love the place. I love Meyer. It's pretty good stuff. I've gotten Levi jeans from Meyer. That's a good deal.
I'm wearing some right now.
Yeah.
But usually I let Carlina do this, hit us with some wisdom. Tonight, our special guest, Michigan resident, sitting third chair. As sincere and from the heart as you can, in, 20, 30 seconds,
right.
Tell us what Michigan means to you.
Michigan.